You're holding the Aftamach Beis Amralef. The Gemara says again, Ketzer Oysa, how do we do the mitzvahs of Tenufa? When you have to make a Tenufa. So before we had list, Rosh was that you have to have the Yad of the Kohen and the Yad of the Balaam. That the Kohen puts his hand underneath the Yad of the Balaam and they pick it up. But now, what do they pick up? Ketzer Oysa. So the Gemara says, Meniach Emurin Alpisa Sayad. They put the Emurim. This is by Korban Shlomim of the Yochid. That is, put the fat that's supposed to be burnt first on top of the hands. Again, it's first on the top of the hands of the Bailim, and the Kohen's hands is underneath that. Now, first they put on his hands the emur and the piece of fat, and then the chazor v'shoik aleihem, and then the parts that go to the Kohen for matnas kunam, the chazor v'shoik, the breast and the thigh, that goes aleihem on top of them, on top of the emurim. Now, the chol makim sheish lechem. In one case, we have to have lechem also. The lechem is halechem l'malo. The bread, the lechem, goes on top of it all. Moses Heichel, where's this case that you have lechem also? On top of the Korban Shlomim, on top of the Emurim and the Chazor B'Shoik? On the Rapopa B'Miluyim, by the Miluyim, by the Akomis HaMishkan, Rashi the Chsiv, says over there, V'sal HaMatzos HaShelofnei Hashem, Ad V'yosem Alach HaLovim V'yal Shoik Yemin. So there it says that the lechem goes on top. So the one case we had it was by the Miluyim. Where it says, my time, what's the reason? How do we know that Rashi says, how do we know the Meniya Chazor B'Shoik Ali Murim in the first case like, by regular Korban Shlomim, when you have to make the Tenufa, how do we know that first we put the Emurim in the hand, and then we put the Chazor B'Shoik on top? So he says, Elam, if you want to tell me Meshum Nechzid, because as the Pesuk there says, Shoik HaTruma V'Chazay HaTenufa Al Ishe HaChalovim Yaviyu Lohanif Tenufa. It says clearly that the sheik and the chazor goes on top of the chalovim. That's the way you make the tenufa. So it says clearly that first you put the fat, the emurim, and then you put the chazor b'sheik on top. So what it says, no, v'ksid, the pasuk also says, es ha-chelev al ha-chozom yivienu, that you should put the fat on top of the chazor, on top of the breast. It says, mashmu the other way. So Marin says, no, Amr Abaye says, ahu, the second pasuk, that's the way the Kohen brings it from the butcher, from the Beis Mitzvachayim, from the place where they shechted it, and from there he gives it over to the Kohen that makes the tenufa. So that's why the Kohen that's carrying it from the slaughterhouse, from the slaughter place until the place where they make the tenufa, he carries the emurim on top of the chazor b'sheik. But when it comes to the Kohen that's doing the actual tenufa, there first we put the emurim, and on top goes the chazor b'sheik. For the Gemara still, the Yoksiv, another pasuk says, "Vayosimu es hachalovim al hachazois." Again, that you have to put the fats on top of the chazois, on top of the breast. So, mashma, the fats are on top. Not like we're saying that the breasts are on top. So, Gemara says again, "Hahu diyoyiv le lekayin achrini biyozel umaktolei." That after the kohen makes the tenufa, then he has to hand it over to a third Kohen, and that third Kohen takes it and burns it. So when you give it to him, he first takes the Chazor B'Shoik, and then the Emurim goes on top. And V'ol Kamash, from the Chiddush of all these Pesukim are, the Bina and Shlosha Kohanim, that you have to have three Kohanim working here by this Emurim and the Chazor B'Shoik. Why? The Shem Nesuk, as the Pesuk says in Mishlei, Roi Van Hadras Melech, the more you have working, the better it is, the nicer it is. Therefore, he's supposed to have Roivam. It's better to have three Kohanim than rather just the same Kohen doing all three things. Then the Mishnah says also, V'shtei halechem, u'shnei kivsi atzeres, that on Shavuos, in the Grot Ashtei Lechem, and the Shnei Kvasim, also was turned to Nufa. Tana Rabban, learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'heinef ha'koyin oisam. The Kohen has to pick them up, al lechem ha'bikurim. So, Chutz Mashma, you put the Shnei Kvasim on top of the Lechem. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say that Chaka, that you niyach kvosim agabi alechem, that you should put the kvosim, the two kvosim, the two lambs, on top of the lechem. Talmud Lemino, the Pesuk teaches us and says, al shnei kvosim, that you're supposed to put the opposite around. The lechem is supposed to be on top of the two kvosim. Samur says, I al shnei kvosim, but really means to put the lechem on top of the shnei kvosim, says, that if so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Taka, that lechem agabi kvosim, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be, that the shtei lechem should be, like from mashman this posik, on top of the shnei kvosim. And this we say no. Talmud Leimah comes to teach us. The pasuk says Al Lechem Abikurim, which is mashma again that the snake fossum should go on top of the Lechem Abikurim. And so the Gemara says Nishtaka LaKosev, but the psukim are equal. There's a psukim this way, psukim that way. And so any day I do not know im lechem agabi kvosim, should it be that the shtei lechem should be on top of the shnei kvosim, the im kvosim agabi lechem, what's the opposite way? No, the kvosim should be on top of the lechem. So what's it like this? Ma'amatzina b'chomakum, what do we find all over that lechem l'malo, that the bread should always be on top like we had before, is afkani rosa, then lechem l'malo, it's a sword of sevada, the shtei lechem should be on top of the shnei kvosim. And what's it like, where do we say this cloud before that lechem is on top? Amirapot b'miluyim, we find this cloud by the miluyim, like we had before, that the lechem goes on top. Now, Rabbi Yosef ben Amishulam Oimer, no, he holds kvosim lamalo. The kvosim should go on top of the lechem. If so, mani mekamaru do the postrik, al shnei kvosim, which is mashmo, the lechem goes on top. It's mashmo, the lechem goes on top of shnei kvosim. So how could you say no, the kvosim is lamalo? So the pshat is, he says, when the postrik says al shnei kvosim, just means loitzi shivam. That there are other shiva kvosim that are brought, but teres oila. So lafuke, those are not necessary for the shtei lechem. Only our shnei kvosim. The tnufa is only done the shtei lechem with the shnei kvosim, not with the other shiva kvosim. But how do we put one on top of what? And echnami he tackles that the kvosim alamala from the shtei lechem. Vachanina ben chachinoi yomer. He says like this. That meniach shtei alechem and ben yakasem shakvosim, like we do both together. We put the shtei alechem in between the thighs of the shnei kvosim. Umein if we lift them up together, the nimtza comes out mekayim shnei mikroes alolu. You mekayim both psukim this way. That is considered lechem agabi kvosim and ukvosim agabi lechem. You have it both ways. Amar Rebbe says back, no, lifnei melech bosu v'dom einoisin kain. You do not serve a king this way. It's not nice to put the lechem in between the thighs of the animal. If so, lefnei melech malchi amloch v'gadosh baruch hu oisim kein, it doesn't make any sense. That's the way you should bring the tenufa by the shtei lechem and the kvosim. It's not the kovadik. Eller, rather, the answer is like this. Meniach zeh b'tzad zeh nechnam, you put one on the side of the other. Or meinif, and then you make the tenufa. So that's the question. Nai, v'or bina na'al. The chur apostles mashma al. No matter which one's on top, it's mashmal, it should be on top. So when it says no, Omele Rav Chizda Rav Amnuna V'yam Rilo Rav Amnuna Rav Chizda Rebbe L'tam, Rebbe goes according to his own time. The Yom that Rebbe always says Al B'Samach, when the person says Al, it doesn't Dafka mean on top. Al could also mean B'Samach next to it. The Tanya will learn like this, V'no Asata Samareches Levoino Zaka, that by the Lechem upon him, you also have to put at each Baruch near each row. You have to put the levoina, so it says Lashon of Al, which is mashma on top of the row, you put the levoina. However, Rebbe says no, Al means besamach, Al just means next to it. Not on top, but next to it. I tell him, you're telling me Al besamach, Al only means next to it. Or Yenim, even not that way, El Al mamish. Maybe the word Al means tak on top. Sadi, Rebbe, you know to say it means next to it, maybe it means pashtus on top. So Rebbe brings a raya. When the pasuk says v'sachay says orim es apreches, that like you should cover the orim with the preches. So what does it mean? Al, we know the preches does not go on top of the orim, but it goes in front of it, next to it. Have Yemi, here's my proof to say al b'samach. The pasuk says the word al. Al also means b'samach next to it. Now the Mishnah says that how do we make the tenufa? It's moiloch nevi, goes forwards and back, malamar it up and down. So why omer ab chia bar abba? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Moiloch maybe goes forwards and back, Lamisha Ruchashla, as if to say, we're like bringing this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that owns the four sides, Lufisha Ruchashalai. Ma'al Amorit, up and down, Lamisha Shemayim Varot Shalai, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that owns the Shemayim Varot. But Ma'arov and Eretz Yisrael, Masni Yochan, they learn like this. Omer Rab Chom Abar Ukfa, Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina, Moiloch maybe forwards and backwards, Kadei Latz Aruchas Rois, to take away the bad winds, to hold back the bad winds, ma'al amurid, up and down, k'dei la'atza t'lolim royim, to hold back the bad adus, the t'loyim royim. So Amr Rab Yosi ba Rab Avin, zoyis temeres, from here we learn now and say, that shirei mitzvah, like a shirayim, the leftover of a mitzvah, meaning to say, this type of a mitzvah, of tenufa, it's not even mark of the korban, even though you do not do it, still it's kosher. but still it's a mitzvah. Even such a mitzvah, ma'akfin esapronius, it holds back bad things from coming. What's the proof from this case? The tnufa shirei mitzvah, lifting up, is called a shirei mitzvah, leftover part of the mitzvah, meaning to say, even if you do not do it, still it's kosher. And still the yitzaras ruchas rois, it holds back the bad winds, or tloyim royim, and the bad do. Omar Rabbi says, v'chein lulav, the same thing we do with the lulav. And we shake our lulav on the four sides up and down for the same reasoning. It holds back the bad winds and the bad adus. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mamtile used to hold it, umaiselei, like we do, shake it back and forwards. Umachi hochi would like point and say like this, v'yomer, we say like this. Girei b'ein edesitno, this lulav, it should be like an arrow in your eyes. They have to say like with this, we're going to wipe away the pronius. But the more says of love milsi, it's not something nice to say. Because you're better off, Mishum, the Yosla's Guru Day. You like starting off with the Sultan. You're better off not to start with the Sultan. Not to start off with him. Tana Rabbanan. Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, by the Shalmei Tzibur, the Kifsei Atzeres, Tunum Tnufa. Liyacha Shchita. It needs a Tnufa after Shchita. Now, how do we do this Tnufa after Shchita? U'tunufosan Kamoishen. The way the whole animal is, just right after Shchita, the way it is there, that's the way we make the tenufa. But Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, the chomer say no, b'chazor v'sheik, that the tenufa of after Shchita is also like a shalmei yochid, that you have to first take out the chazor and sheik, and you only make a tenufa with the breast and the thighs. So that's the machlokes here by this shalmei tzibur, after the Shchita, how do we do the tenufa? So Mora says, b'maisim, it's what's the machlokes talion? Omale Rav Chizdo le Rav Hamnuna, v'yamrlan samsera Rav Hamnuna Rav Chizdo, v'doin mino mino. If you learn out from something else, to put it back here, you learn out all those halachas, or else v'doin mino v'yukav yasra. That once you learn it out from someplace else, you put it back into its own parasha, and you learn out from its own parasha. So it's like this kamiflagi. Rabbanan savri doin mino mino. You learn out the shalmei tzibur from a shalmei yochid. If so, ma zivche shalmei yochid, just like the shalmei mavi yochid, tenufa, liyacha shchita. True, and needs this mitzvah tenufa liyacha shchita. If so, at zivche shalmei tzibur tenufa liyacha shchita. Who are then the shalmei tzibur, the kifsei atzeres, also need the tenufa to be done liyacha shchita. Umino, and they say, learn it out from shalmei yochid. Marosim, just like a shalmei yochid, the chazor b'sheik, there the mitzvah says clearly in the psukim, the tenufa is done, the chazor b'sheik, only with the breast and the thighs, is our fork here also, this shalmei tzibur, that you're learning out from, a shalmei yochid, is none of the chazor b'sheik. That's the chom svara. However, Rabbi Sovar, Rabbi holds no. Rabbi Sovar, doin mino, for you could be yasrom. We learn out from a shalmei yochid, but we put it back to limud in the parash of a shalmei tzibur, say like this. Ma zivche shalmei yochid tunin tenufa liyacha shchita. True, a regular shlomim needs the tenufa to be done liyacha shchita. If so, af zivche shalmei tzibur, the same thing applies to the shalmei tzibur kifsei atzeres tunin tenufa liyacha shchita. And echnami, it also needs the tenufa liyacha shchita. In other words, in the parasha by the shalmei tzibur, it only says to make a tenufa before the shchita. It does not say clearly to do it liyacha shchita. Now, how do we know to make the tenufa liyacha shchita? Because we're learning it out from a shalmei yochid. But Rebbe holds, but once you learn out that story in tenufa, now the yochid biyasra, put this tenufa back in its own place. Like we said, the shalmei tzibur needs the tenufa. The psukim talk about tenufa, because it talks about a lufnei shchita. Now, when you make a tenufa lufnei shchita, pshita is no animal the way it is. It's also mudah chazor v'sheik. Only by a shalmei yochid you have to have the chazor v'sheik. I will hawk about here in the parasha of a shalmei tzibur, k'moishein b'chayim. Just like in some parasha which says the ikad din tenufa by shalmei tzibur is b'chayim, shchita when the animal is alive. How do you make the shchita with the whole animal altogether? Is to what din, if we're learning out from a shalmei yochid, that there's a second tenufa to be done, liyacha shchita, but what din, it has to be the same way, it has to be the same type of a tenufa, no animal, the whole animal together.